Welcome to the VTI podcast, brought to you from the Researcher Masterclass on turbocharging your writing and increasing your research output. Welcome to the VTI podcast on the Researcher Masterclass, turbocharge your writing and increase your research output. I'm John Igo, Digital Development Manager at VTI, and we're here in the British Library with around 40 researchers for this one-day event being facilitated by Maria Gardiner. Maria is a leading cognitive behavioural coach and high-performance psychologist who's coached many of Australia's academic leaders over the last 15 years. She's worked with some of the top-performing research groups in the world to assist them to increase their publication and grant productivity. She's also worked with half of the universities in Australia, and thousands of postgraduate researchers and academics have attended her workshops. As a co-author with Hugh Kearns, she's published 5 books which are in high demand internationally. They are also authors of the popular VTI researcher booklet, The Balanced Researcher. Would you like to know the secret to high output, high quality scholarly writing? In academia, because writing is such a big part of what you do as a researcher, it's often assumed that it comes naturally to you. However, for most academics, it can be a hit and miss activity, with some days, weeks or even months being hard to get started, with the dreaded writer's block being a hurdle that's difficult to overcome. So with some of these challenges in mind, it's over to Maria, who will describe the key challenges faced by researchers when writing and some of the techniques that can be used to overcome them. Maria.
In relation to writing, I think the key challenges, there's two, we'll put them as two. So the first one is probably the beliefs that writers, that academics have about their writing. So the belief that they need to feel ready to write in order to write, whereas in fact you need to write before you feel ready. So you need to feel ready to write, and also that you need to have it all clear in your head before you can write. So it's sort of some attitudes or beliefs that academics have about writing. I think the other key challenge is time. So in not having enough time in order to do their writing. Sort of a belief that unless you have a big block of time to do that writing, there's no point in doing it. And we would have seen that in the workshop where we talked to academics today, where they would have been saying, well, I just never have a whole day or a whole week that I can spend on my writing, so therefore there's not much point in doing it. But the lack of time does make it very difficult. Writing is not a sort of linear recording process where you just wait till you feel ready, then you get it all clear in your head, and then you write it down. That's not how writing works. Writing really is a very interactive, creative process. And in fact, once you begin to write, what you're trying to say becomes clearer. So we often say that writing clarifies your thinking, or put it another way, writing's rigorous thinking. So sort of the first sort of key idea to overcome some of these issues is to actually write before you feel ready to write and not try to get it all clear in your head. To overcome the time issue and the belief that you have could only get useful things done if you had a big block of time, we suggest this idea of snack writing. So a snack is somewhere between about 45 minutes and 2 hours. And basically, if people do write regularly, because a snack, if you just have a snack once a week, you're going to end up very hungry. So you need to have a snack every day. So small amounts of time, writing regularly, probably just dot pointing very quickly at the end of each session what you were going to write next, and doing it first, doing it before you get distracted by everything else.
During a networking lunch, we caught up with some researchers to find out why they attended the event and to get their reflections on what they gained from the turbocharging your writing session. So let's hear from them.
I'm an early research person, and it's the beginning of my career, and today was all about setting the foundation for learning how to write and get boosted, as the session says, turbo boost. I think my take home bit from this morning was snacking. That I actually do my writing in small chunks rather than thinking I have to set aside the whole day or half a day. Exactly doing it in 50 minutes, 30 minutes. So that's the key thing of organising and prioritising your writing.
I saw the title, Turbocharge Your Research Outputs and Writing, and just was really interested in that. And writing is increasingly an important output, and I don't think much time or thought goes into how to do that. I think really thinking about why you write and what stops you writing. I think until today I had a clear idea of what to write when I get there, but very little understanding of the psychology and what can help you to get to the point of writing consistently and it not being an emotional response. So the sort of idea of action leading to motivation I find incredibly helpful and will definitely take away.
As a busy researcher, do you feel that you never have enough time to get to your research, particularly the writing part? And that other things like students, administration, committees, emails, project managements, to name a few, demand all your time? We're now moving on to focus on time management techniques. Maria's session covered prioritising, goal setting and managing competing demands in a university context. Over to Maria to describe some of the key challenges faced by researchers around time management and some simple, effective techniques to overcome them.
So I think in terms of time management, I think it's the multiple competing demands and just the amount. The first issue really is just the sheer amount of things that people are doing. So whether you're a teaching, researching academic or a research-only academic, just the workload is greater, way greater than the actual time available. So that leads to some things don't get done. And so the main thing that doesn't get done is the writing up of the research. So for whatever reason, the research, the ethics applications get done, the grant applications get done, the data gets collected, the data gets analysed quite often, but it doesn't get written up. So I think this is a key challenge is just the sheer amount of work, so therefore the writing up of the work, which is probably because it's the hardest thing and also has evaluation attached to it, probably doesn't get done. And then I think the second issue is, which is very related to that one, is the kind of the administration that's around academia. There's a lot of, in particular, the email. And so I think the email becomes a job in itself. It becomes, this is my job, is answering email. Whereas, in fact, very few life-saving, you know, endeavours happen as a result of being good at answering email, or very few breakthroughs in scientific knowledge happen through being good at answering email. So sadly it becomes the main focus of an academic's job, but very little sort of positive output comes from it. So I think they're probably the main challenges. Tips would be, number one is to don't add anything else into your workload before you analyse what you've already got there and look at what you might take out. So one in, one out. If you're going to put one in, you've got to take one out. So, and to do that, I think just learning not to say yes automatically to things. So there's a little bit of a culture in academia of just saying yes, wanting to be a team player. So I think being aware that that's probably not a useful strategy, to just keep loading yourself up with more things. So buy yourself time to think and don't say yes to things automatically, I think, is the first thing. I think the second thing is to take control of the administration and the email and give it a sort of a limited amount of time. If you give it unlimited amounts of time, it will take all of that time. You'll still be there at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock at night answering those emails, because that's how long you've got available. So if you limit it, that's the amount of time that's available, and you'll spend a lot less on it. And then ideally you're spending the time that you save by limiting the amount you spend on email on your research, on your writing, particularly the writing part of the research. So I think it's not saying yes to things, it's sort of being aware of what you're adding into your workload firstly, and second of all, it's managing the email, managing the administration, so that it doesn't take over all of the available time.
After the final session, we took time to speak to more researchers about why they attended the event and what some of the key takeaways were for them.
When the email advertising this course came into my email box, it was right at a time when I should have been writing, and there was 1,001 things stopping me from starting writing. And so although it seems counterintuitive to spend a day learning how to find time rather than using that time, I think there's so many little things you can take away from it that will make so much of a difference on the other days, like spending a couple of hours before checking emails to just get on with some basic writing, to stop thinking of formatting as writing. My takeaway is that when somebody asks you something to do, you don't automatically say yes. You ask to get back to them, and you think about what of the many other things that I need to do would I be willing to sacrifice to do that thing, and if it's nothing, say no.
This event couldn't have happened at a better time. I'm in the process of building my research and writing profile, so it was just perfect timing. The key outcomes, really, I feel very inspired. Maria is a terrific speaker, very, very enthusiastic, and had a wealth of tips and strategies to try out. So I feel a bit clearer about what I need to do differently to try and become a bit more productive. I feel very enthused.
And so to summarise, Take control of your time, prioritise what you do, avoid procrastinating and stay motivated. Try and find a place to work with less distractions. Learn to say no when appropriate and understand why it's so hard to do so. Take control of email and paperwork. They're just some simple methods to increase your effectiveness as a researcher and increase your research productivity as a result. We're unfortunately out of time for this episode of the VType podcast. We hope that you found this turbocharged podcast of interest, and if you'd like more information about VTI or details about the VTI Balanced Researcher booklet I mentioned earlier, please visit www.vti.ac.uk/researcherbooklets. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.